Hello! Today's broadcast is about your skin microbiome and how it benefits you and how to take good care of it. Like the last broadcast, this broadcast is going to be about your relationship with good bacteria. Your skin is your largest organ. It provides the barrier between you and the outside world. And it's the first thing that people see when they look at you. It protects you, it keeps out most invaders, and it projects your current state of health. Taking care of your skin is one of the ways you can support your health along with other lifestyle changes. Doing all of those supportive activities alongside energy healing improves your health and well-being that much faster. They are multiplicative. Right now, you're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. You can benefit from the power of vibrational healing, which combines physics and ancient healing arts to develop a powerful system, my system, that has amplified results for hundreds of people, including healing students. You can discover more about scientific healing and the deceptively simple healing processes to boost your health in ways you might not have thought possible. Go to scientifichealer.com/immune to boost your immune system in 14 steps. Last time was 15 and today is the 16th. So let's get back to your skin. It provides an image of yourself to interact with the outside world. If your skin looks good, you'll feel good about yourself. If your skin has problems, then you'll feel shame and embarrassment such that you'll isolate yourself. And those with severe issues can be outcast or stigmatized. You see in the news all the time people with issues that are visible, they have a big mountain to climb to be able to accept themselves for who they are, and then that helps other people accept them for who they are, right? And so a lot of these problems are like acne, eczema, rosacea, psoriasis, vitiligo, and your skin will tell you what's going on inside your body. For example, dark circles under your eyes might be from a blood sugar imbalance, or premature wrinkles could be a sign of a lack of nutrients. If your skin looks terrible for your age, imagine what's happening inside your body, right? Your organs lose their integrity and their ability to do their job well. Your skin has three layers. There's actually about seven of them, but there are three major layers, things that you will recognize, like the epidermis, which is the top layer. It is the sealed outer covering, preventing us from leaking out and other stuff from leaking in, right? Then there is the layer with tough connective tissue. This is where, you know, it's bound with collagen. It's got your hair follicles plus your sweat and oil glands. And the third layer is made up of fat and connective tissue. And that's where, you know, people say that's your subcutaneous fat. Well, that's where it is. It sits in that third layer of skin. So here are the main tips for helping your skin look its best, right? So sleep and exercise, right? The exercise helps stimulate the circulation and helps the skin then secrete any toxins. Supplements that help the skin, aside from drinking a lot of water, which will plump the skin and hydrate it, good supplements include antioxidants such as vitamin C. Other supplements are A, B, E, zinc, fatty acids, evening primrose oil, basil, and turmeric. To improve aging skin, include eating extra collagen with hyaluronic acid. These foods are particularly helpful for improving your skin health. Leafy dark greens like kale, spinach, collard, vitamins, as I mentioned, those vitamins, omega-3s, adequate protein, because your skin is mostly collagen and you need that protein, plus selenium, right? Eggs, other proteins, vitamin A, vitamin E, I mentioned these, flax seeds, omega-3s, legumes like lentils, chickpeas, they contain a lot of protein and zinc. I don't eat legumes at all, but there are people that really love it, right? So chickpeas, you can make hummus with it. Avocados has a lot of healthy fats, and it has vitamin C and E. And then extra virgin olive oil has healthy fats and vitamin E. And then the last thing for helping your skin looks good is meditation for moving into the parasympathetic state. Okay, so what happens when we're stressed is all the tiny muscles in our face will pull tight and create wrinkles. Like you get these worry wrinkles like I have between my eyes. That's actually inherited. My 38-year-old daughter has them already. My grandmother had really deep ones. My mom had them. So it kind of is passed down from generation to generation, right? But when you get into the parasympathetic state, that means your adrenal glands are dormant. And that's what the deep breathing and meditation is really helpful for. And that moving into that will make you look 10 years younger afterwards, because then all of those tight little muscles relax. And so even if you've got lines there, it'll help flatten them out. And so I also have done skin healings on people. I had one lady that came over to get a full healing. And she looked 10 years younger after I was done, because I did a skin healing on her and it had relaxed her so much. I said, yeah, it's kind of like energetic Botox. So aside from the main skin functions of protecting you from the outside and sweating, including secreting toxins, your skin has its own microbiome. This microbiome helps your skin in ways you probably don't realize. And for the most part, it stays stable for most of your life unless you disrupt it. So here are some of the functions. And when I first looked this up, I was also surprised. Of course, I already knew that it provides a protective barrier to the outside world beyond the skin's physical barrier. Right. So if you get pathogens on you, the microbiome will take care of them. Right? It affects your immune function. And the other thing it does is it keeps your skin supple and moist. A less diverse biome is associated with acne, rosacea, psoriasis. Ultraviolet light can help. Right. Because when I was younger, you know, when I had skin issues, if I went out in the ultraviolet light, it just cleared things up right away. But then once I was out of it, they would just pop up again. So it didn't cure them. And the other thing that was also surprising, that anecdotal evidence supports that it may help with skin cancer. And if you're a healthy adult, as I said, your microbiome will stay constant. So how is it damaged, right? If it stays constant, so how would you damage it? So if you accumulate toxins in the body, it can affect your beneficial bacteria adversely. Toxins will accumulate if you overwhelm your detoxing systems in your body, which also includes the skin. So the main detoxing is your large intestine, your kidneys and bladder, your liver, right? Your liver is a major detoxing force in your body, and of course, your skin. Too many antibacterial products kill all bacteria, not just the harmful ones. So if you're Purelling your hands multiple times a day, it might be good to go in and wash that off, right? So you don't get it anywhere else. And another thing is that you might, instead of if you're working in a place that has bathrooms, instead take in your bar of regular soap, not antibacterial, regular soap, and just wash your hands for about 20 seconds, and you will get rid of most of those pathogens off your hand. It'll be like 99.9%. So with all those antibacterial products, it disrupts the balance of the bacteria and other microscopic life, and it can make you more susceptible to germs and can play a role in the flare-ups of rosacea, atopic dermatitis, psoriasis, and acne. So triclosan, which is one of those antibacterial agents, is produced in large volumes. It's found in soaps, hand sanitizer, shampoos, deodorants, right? They used to brag about it in deodorants, toothpaste, mouthwash, cleaning supplies, pesticides, kitchen utensils, toys, bedding. Can you imagine? Toys, bedding, trash bags, and even socks. You must look closely if anything claims to be antibacterial in any way. The problem is, this is how we proliferate antibiotic and antibacterial resistant strains of bacteria. The damage to your skin microbiomes on your hands can also disrupt the gut and vice versa. A healthy skin microbiome promotes a healthy gut microbiome. So they play hand in hand, but they are separate. So let's talk about how to promote that healthy skin microbiome. So start with balancing your gut microbiome. If you have candida overgrowth, go on a sugar-free, including all fruit, all starchy vegetables, all grains, all milk products, sugar-free diet. Those sugars feed that candida. Reduce stress. Again, there are many ways to do that without changing your life circumstances, including deep breathing, meditation, stretching, yoga. Many of those skin problems caused by disrupted microbiome can be improved by stress reduction. Stop using sulfate cleansers. If you look on your shampoo bottles, even your conditioners, and even your toothpaste, I was really shocked that Toms of Maine has this in their toothpaste, right? And that's usually, you'll see it as SLS, which is sulfate, sodium lauryl sulfate, or SLES. And they're used to make it foamy and thick, right? So you think that your toothpaste is actually doing more than it really is. I mean, you get more benefit out of using baking soda than that, right? Use triclosan-free skin products. Get pH-balanced soaps. So soap tends to be, like, traditional soap was made out of lye, and that was very basic, so it would be like a pH 11. And a lot of the stuff now is highly acidic. Your skin and hair like to be slightly acidic, but pH balance helps keep it neutral. Avoid parabens, formaldehyde, and BHT. These are preservatives. Avoid phthalates, fragrance, aluminum, and lead. So lead they used to put in paints because they thickened them and it made them easier to lay down, right? And I'm sure that's why they have it there. And avoid retinyl palmitate and retinol in your skin product. There are some healthy alternatives that I found to be satisfactory to use. You know, a lot of those super healthy products, they don't clean your hair, they leave it gummy, they leave your skin feeling weird. And so And then there are moisturizers that don't really, they feel weird on your skin. People have developed some really great products. Some claim to be natural, but if you look on the ingredients, there are problems. Like I mentioned, Tom's of Maine, which is supposed to be natural, for example, has a sulfate foaming agent, namely SLS. The problem is that if you have any kind of gum irritation at all, which if you have pockets, right, usually have a gum irritation and you have to floss really well every day. And if you use a toothpaste with SLS, it'll contribute to the irritation. And I do like some of their products. Not all of them have issues, but that one in particular, I was really shocked. I was using it. I'm going, SLS, what's going on here? So here are some. They will be also in the show notes. Is Loma for hair. It leaves my hair feeling soft and smooth and clean. Like it cleaned out. A lot of products have beeswax in it to kind of coat your hair and make it look shiny or stronger. And this one doesn't do that. Giovanni also has a good product, Giovanni for hair. Pacifica has clean makeup. I happen to use their eyeliner pencil, but there is a whole host of things you can get there, and they have really clean makeup. I've gotten clean, all kinds of clean skin products that don't have anything weird in them. And skincare products, especially organic ones, a lot of them do have a preservative in it because they will go rotten after a while because you tend to have like a skin cream for a really long time and you dip your fingers in. And if they didn't have preservative, it would start to rot. And then make sure you get some prebiotics. The prebiotics really feed the gut well. I used organic version. There are many prebiotics that you can buy. I happen to use something called Hyperbiotics. And then I just discovered that Nature's Gate, which has really good skin products, I had a wonderful toothpaste and I'm really bummed out. Now it costs like $50 to buy a tube of 6 ounces. And I'm going, I think I'll find something else. And I just discovered a new one. And I'll be putting those in, right? And you'll find all of these in the show notes and links to the products so you can check them out for yourself and see. But these are all ones that I really, really like and enjoy and use regularly. And you can also, make sure that you use like your dish soap and everything is also going to be helpful for your skin. So you can find my other immune tips at scientifichealer.com/immune, where you'll find the first 14 there, and soon I will be adding these last two. Thank you so much for listening. If you found this broadcast helpful, please give it a thumbs up or 5-star rating, share it with your friends, and please subscribe to my channel. This is Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Until I see you in the next video.